الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ورا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate today to be sitting in the company of Hazrat Mawlana Huzaifa Mutala Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who, mashallah, inshallah, is the grandson or later the Mawlana Patan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. On many occasions, alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune of being in the company of Hazrat Mawlana Huzaifa Rahmatullah Ali. Mawlana Huzaifa Sahib was young at the time. Hazrat Mawlana always expressed a lot of mahabbat, and inshallah those du'as and those tawajjuhat of an ahlullah on someone. So inshallah we will see and we will witness it. So those who are fortunate to be in this particular musalla, in this particular venue, we should take advantage of these opportunities that we have. Any alim that is in our locality, for that matter, we should take advantage of them, setting their sohbat, setting the company. Sometimes the person may look very young, but in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maqam is something else. And sometimes the person is young, but Allah ta'ala has blessed the person with certain qualities and certain faculties. It is highly possible that though the person is young, we can derive tremendous benefit from this person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a long life with afiyat, with salamati, and all our ulama'i kiram. Nevertheless, Mawlana Sahib's good opinion that we are seated here now, inshallah, with the barakat of his tawajjuh, Allah ta'ala will put something in the mind. Generally on the Thursday night, we have a little zikr program, get together, centered around the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But since we are now in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and a few days away from Qurbani, and of course the Hujjaj will be soon leaving for the Hajj, so we can discuss a few aspects for my own benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, which is a deen. And it is not only a deen, but rather we could say it is a complete way of life. And this is extremely important for us as believers and mu'mineen and followers of Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we do not turn our deen into mere customs and customary practices. That year in and year out we purchase the animal, make the qurbani, or appoint somebody to make the qurbani, take out some money and get it done, or whatever activity or action of deen, it just becomes a mere custom. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ مُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. The gist of the hadith is that the time will come upon the ummah that true spirit of Islam will have vanished. Only the name of Islam will remain. The person will be known as Muhammad, his name will be Ismail, his name will be Yusuf. But unfortunately, there will be no difference between him and Mr. Paul or Peter. There will be no difference. And very often people make this statement that you are inviting me to Islam, but what's the difference between you and me? We do the same thing. You drinking, I'm drinking. You doing this activity, I'm doing that activity. So there's no difference between us. So this unfortunately will happen, and is to a certain extent it is already happening. So therefore we, in our own little space and in our own little environment of our homes, within our family members, we should make an effort to revive the true spirit of Islam and the true spirit of every action and activity of deen. So for example, this activity of qurbani, it is a very great form of ibadah. It is highly beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sounded a warning that person who has the capacity, he has the financial means to perform the qurbani, yet he, due to negligence, he just does not perform this qurbani. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person must not even come to our Eidgah. He shouldn't even come near our Eidgah. This clearly shows the anger of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon that person who has the capacity and the means to perform qurbani, yet he does not perform the qurbani. So therefore, respected elders and mothers, that this action of qurbani, there's great hikmah, there's many, many lessons that can be derived, and Maulana Sahib, inshallah, over the opportunities and the bayan that he will be giving, I'm sure he may have already mentioned these things, whatever comes to mind. As far as the qurbani is concerned and the lessons that we can derive, of course the word qurbani itself, it refers to sacrifice. As far as sacrificing is concerned, then as Muslimin and mu'mineen, it is not possible for us to be a Muslim and expect that we are not going to be making some sacrifice or the other. That person or that believer who feels that he can come into this world and it's just going to be pleasures and luxury and nothing else, then the reality is this person is living in a fool's paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also declared in the Quran Sharif that, do you think that you will be a believer and you will not be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, we must be tested. This world is actually Darul Imtihan. It is a place of testing. Allah Ta'ala is going to be testing us. We are going to be tested, and based on our results, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either reward the person, or may Allah protect the person, will be punished. So we are going to be tested in some way or the other. And if you analyze various individuals' lives, each person in his own life, he has to introspect. Then there is some test that Allah Ta'ala has placed upon the person. Sometimes the person has been blessed with wealth, but then unfortunately health is not there. One person, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with so much of wealth, but he mentioned that he's already undergone about 20 something operations on his back, and the doctor still can't find the cure for it. So this person is under so much of pain. So Allah Ta'ala gave him excessive wealth on the one side, but he was deprived of health. And sometimes the person has got good health, but then there's some other test, there's some other difficulty, something or the other, the person has got some test. So Allah Ta'ala is going to be testing us. Ad-dunya sijunul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This dunya is a prisoner for the believer, and it is a jannat for the kafir. But that jannat for the kafir too is not really a jannat in the true sense of the word. Because in this world, even if the person says, I'm going to eat whatever food I want to eat, so he'll carry on eating, but after a while he says, I'm suffering from indigestion. Now this problem, now that problem, now my stomach is paining. Or the person says, I'm just going to carry on sleeping. But after a while he says, now I can't sleep anymore because now I'm feeling, my head is starting to spin. I'm feeling very, very lethargic. So even in this world, the pleasures are all limited. Pleasures are not true pleasures in the sense of the word. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be testing us in some way or the other. But in this qurbani, there's a very important lesson for us, and that is that spirit of sacrificing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our late Maulana Patel Sahib rahmatullah, he gave the example, and he mentioned that when we look at this qurbani, on the day of Qurbani, that animal will be sacrificing its life, or its life will be sacrificed. That's a life that is being sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an important lesson for us, and a question that we have to be asking ourselves is that, have we reached that maqam that we are willing to sacrifice our lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you study the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the loyal companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were ever ready to sacrifice their lives, and they actually did sacrifice their blood, their lives, their limbs for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to ask ourselves that serious question, that am I willing to sacrifice my blood and my life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I am finding that there is some resistance, so I am not really ready, then it means I need to strengthen my iman. I need to intensify my muhabbat for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to introspect. It means that my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inadequate, is insufficient. So the spirit of sacrificing, so we are saying in the months of Qurbani, a lesson that are we willing to sacrifice for the pleasure of, if we cannot sacrifice our lives, then at least we must be prepared to sacrifice our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this point of sacrificing one's evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this example that his sheikh had mentioned to him whilst at the shores of the ocean. It was sunrise, and he says, look at the horizon. What happens to the horizon when the sun begins to rise? So first you will see absolute darkness, and then slowly you will see that the horizon will start brightening up, and then before the sun comes out, the horizon turns absolutely red. It becomes red. After the redness, then you find that the sun starts rising, and then brightness starts permeating, and then eventually all darkness disappears. So he says that his sheikh mentioned to him that in the same way that you find a person, and we address ourselves that due to our sins, due to our ghaflat and our negligence, we have distanced ourselves from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have drowned ourselves in the disobedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has brought nothing but darkness in our lives, restlessness, anxiety, depiety, depression, problems in our lives. And each person will have some problem or the other. But when the problem is due to our sins, that you will find the heart will be restless. Heart will be restless. The heart will be absolutely restless. So now the person is engulfed in this vulumat, in this darkness. But now, when the person starts making qurbani of his evil desires, each evil desire comes forward. He takes that knife of taqwa, that sharp knife of taqwa. And he slaughters each desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the horizon of his heart becomes red. It becomes red with the blood of his evil desires. This is metaphorical speech. His heart becomes red with the blood of his evil desires until it's totally red. But then eventually what happens? As it mentions, not the sun, but the sons of the mahabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin permeating from that heart. And then, subhanallah, when that mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it enters the heart, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. So under this particular ayat, the ayat is referring to Bilqis and Sulaiman alayhi salam. So the statement that is mentioned here is that when a king enters any village and he overpowers and he conquers the village, then it is the tendency and the practice of the kings of those times, and those kings who don't have iman, then what they do is that they completely destroy They destroy the village and they disgrace those people who at one time were in positions of honor and authority. They disgrace them, they humiliate them, to hate them, to show their authority, their authority. So as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions, that in the same way, in the Muluk, if we take the Ashiqana, the Tasawuf Nukta that can be taken out from here, is that a person whose heart is full of evil desires, full of evil inclinations, but if he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, and then he allows the muhabbat of Allah to enter that heart. So to say, Allah ta'ala's tajalli is now entering that heart. So innal muluka idha dakhalu qarya. So when Allah ta'ala now enters that heart, Allah ta'ala completely annihilates and upturns that heart upside down. All those evil desires are shattered and completely destroyed. And then those evil desires are humiliated. And in place of that, you find the mahabbat, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given to a wonderful place in that heart. As it further mentioned, he said that you find that if there is a earthquake that takes place in any particular country, then what happens is the government declares that particular region, they declare it a disaster zone. It's declared a disaster zone. And then what that allows the government to do is to channel special funding towards that particular region or that province or that town beyond the budget, and it is then channeled to that particular region. And then the government from their side then rebuilds that entire infrastructure with brand new facilities, etc. So he says in the same way that person who shatters his evil desire, that evil desire is there, the person wants to commit that sin, whatever sin it may be, the person he's addicted to that particular sin, he can't seem to give it up. But he says now in this month of Dhul Hijjah, this is the month of making qurbani, this is the month of sacrifice, the month of sacrificing, this is the month of slaughtering that animal for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that animal will be sacrificing or its life will be sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah. I am going to shatter my evil desire. I am going to sacrifice my evil desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you find that upon his heart there is a kind of a tremor. There is an earthquake that takes place. His heart vibrates, his heart shakes, but you have to do it. So now that earthquake that takes place upon his heart, it causes his heart to become uneasy. He feels restless, perhaps he even tears and he cries. That youngster who was chatting to that particular girl, he fell in love with her, but he says, now I'm going to break my evil desire, I'm going to shatter my evil desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feels that pain, he begins tearing too, he wants to continue chatting to her, but he says, no, I'm not going to do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps I cannot give my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the least I can do is I can sacrifice this evil desire, that on the day of Qiyamah I can say, Ya Allah, this particular girl, I wanted to chat to her, I had an inclination towards her, but I didn't do it. One person mentioned to me, made me very happy. He said, in Maulana, that we were schooling, there was one particular girl, she was known to be one of the prettiest women in the class. So he's in school now, everybody. So he says that, Alhamdulillah, now after these kinds of programs, etc. So he says that, I happened to be in one of the supermarkets many years now, this is after. He says, now I'm married, and now I happened to see her husband in that store, and I knew that the husband was married to this particular girl. So he says, this thought and taqaza came in my heart, that let me just see how, you know, whether she's still as beautiful as what she was in school days. But then he said, I said to myself that Allah is watching me. And he says, Alhamdulillah, I immediately moved one side and I walked in another direction. Now this is taqwa, that the person shatters, he wants to do it, he wants to look, but he makes that qurbani, he makes that sacrifice, he moves in another direction. Allah is watching. So he makes that qurbani, there is an earthquake that takes place upon his heart, but he allows his heart to be completely annihilated and destroyed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala says, what will happen? Allah will declare that heart a disaster region. And then Allah's khas tajalliyat and Allah's special rahmat will be focused upon that heart. And then Allah will rebuild that heart. And when Allah rebuilds that heart, then you will find that this person's heart will become such. The example which as Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gives, he says that in this country we have what we term as a bride. That was very, very, he had the sifat and quality, deep-hearted consideration for others, not causing taklif to any person, for something that really disturbed him. He felt very, very perturbed if somebody caused any taklif to any person. Many, many occasions this was witnessed. So Hazrat used to even mention that people have brides, says, but he said we should be very particular that when we are having a bride too, we should look at our neighborhood around us. Sometimes the person is living in a lame neighborhood where there are people right next door who are very, very poor. Perhaps they cannot even afford meat. Now the person is having the bride too, and everybody is laughing and everybody is having fun. And that person right next door, his heart is paining. He's wishing he too could have some meat, but he can't have meat. So Hazrat used to say that if you want to have this bride, then at least send a small little parcel to your neighbor too. Let him also get a share of this thing. If not, then rather he used to say, have the bride in the house. Do it inside, get some griller or something, and do it inside the house so that you don't cause that kind of taklif to come upon your neighbor. These are things which are very profound. Only that person who's got that kind of a heart, sensitive heart of not causing taklif to anyone. On that point of taklif, to make us understand what kind of consideration Hazrat had. At one occasion Hazrat had heart weakness, he used to get heart attacks, etc. Many operations that he had to undergo. So he was travelling to Karachi. He had Khadim that was with him, travelling with him, who had his medication. And in the journey, the Khadim fell off to sleep, exhausted, tired. And in that condition, Hazrat started experiencing severe chest pains. And now normally he would have taken his medication, but now the Khadim had the medication. So Hazrat took that pain of that heart attack, mild heart attack, he took the pain of it. Eventually when the Khadim woke up, Hazrat said, the medication you got there. So the Khadim said, Hazrat, why didn't you wake me up? I would. So he said, I saw you sleeping. I didn't want to disturb your sleep. Now imagine, that could have been the moment that he would have even lost his life. He was even prepared to sacrifice his life, but not cause taklif or inconvenience to this person, knowing very well that he's tired. So look at this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these sifat and qualities. So Hazrat used to say that when we bride the meat, so what happens is that meat is taken, it's put onto the braised stand, and then it is bride. It's really bride and grilled. The meat is grilled. But then what happens is the fragrance of that meat starts permeating. And anyone who walks past, he's automatically attracted. He's attracted to this meat. So he says, in the same way, if we bribe our hearts and our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will happen is that heart will permeate, and there will be an effulgence of nur that will permeate from that heart. And then people's hearts will be attracted to us. People will be attracted to that person. You won't need to go around canvassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then put it into people's heart, and they will be attracted to this individual, and they will experience that nur and that tajalliyat in this person's company. So, respected Alis and brothers, these aspects, this is not something that's only reserved for an exclusive category of people. Yes, the doors of Nubuwwat are closed. No, if somebody says tomorrow that I am a Nabi, I will say, bye, go and look for the nearest asylum and get yourself checked up. Because the doors of Nubuwwat are shut, nobody can be a Nabi. Nabi Kareem Sahasim was the final Nabi. But as far as the doors of Wilayat and becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and establishing a bond and a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is for every single mu'min and believer. No matter how far the person has gone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no such thing as giving up hope when it comes to the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's doors are wide open, and Allah is waiting for us to turn towards Him. So this month of Qurbani, this month of Dhul Hijjah, respected elders and brothers, this is something that we have to make it firm resolution that I also must make some Qurbani and develop the spirit of self-sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain things in my life that I am doing, I must be willing to sacrifice it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not the flesh and the blood of that animal which reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is that taqwa, that spirit of Allah consciousness and sacrificing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will actually reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other important aspect with regards to this incident of Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabiina alayhi salatu wassalam, is that we know the incident and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came upon Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiina alayhi salatu wassalam. What a tremendous test this was. That entire story in itself, that Allah ta'ala had instructed him not to slaughter a sheep, not to slaughter a camel or a cow, but Allah ta'ala literally instructed him to slaughter his son. And he had no idea that Allah ta'ala will then replace the son with the sheep afterwards. In his mind, it was 100% that he was going to be sacrificing his son for the pleasure of Allah. That was it. And look at the... And this is why Allah loved Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and this amal so dearly. That Allah had given a command and Allah ta'ala wanted to test. That is the quality of submission, has it been perfected in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? And it was perfected. And Allah ta'ala himself mentioned that we really tested Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and he had passed. So this quality of submission that was found in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, similarly in the life of Ismail alayhi salam, similarly in the life of Hazrat Ajir radiallahu anha, this total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very dearly. This quality of abdiyat, sabiyat, submission and servitude to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once, Hazrat Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullah ali, he, in those days, those days when slavery was in vogue, so he was told that there is a certain slave that's very pious. So he went out to the market to purchase the slave. When he purchased the slave, he brought the slave home. He said that, what is your name? So he says, oh master, whatever your name you give me, that will be my name. So he says, okay, what clothing would you wear? He said, oh master, whatever clothing you give me, I'll wear that clothing. So he says that, what food do you prefer eating? He says, oh master, whatever food you give me, I'm prepared to eat that food. So the Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah asked him, but don't you have any desire of your own? So he responded, he said that, what does a slave give? What does a slave have to do with desires? Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah freed the slave upon the statement and he said, Allahu Akbar, what an important lesson he has taught. I have just given the slave some food, some clothing, some shelter. My Allah is, what has my Allah not given? Everything I have is due to the pleasure and due to the command and due to the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the slave is prepared to totally submit himself, sacrifice his desires. Whatever the master wishes, he's prepared to do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done everything for me. And yet we find that we have reservations when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very important lesson as far as the Qurbani is concerned. Total submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us all with these beautiful qualities of sacrificing our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us reach those maqamat, that we reach that stage where we are even willing to sacrifice our lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any questions. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to do this, then it is done, finish. Exactly as Ismail alayhi salam, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. Do as Allah has commanded you. So therefore, these are important lessons that we wish to actually remind ourselves and share with the brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly grant me the tawfiq of implementing it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj of those who have gone for hajj. Those who have not gone for hajj, they should make firm intention, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who takes a person there. He's got nothing to do with wealth. If a person has got true talab, Allah ta'ala can make intizam and arrangement for the person from sources he would not even imagine. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the hujjaj return and they become an asset to our community and a means of hidayah for others. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll give you some zikr. As far as the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, then the person, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only confined to this particular kind of a gathering, but it actually extends beyond that at any given moment in time, the person, he asks himself the question that which command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused upon me. So for example, if the person now, when it is time to perform salah, now he sits down in one corner of his house and he starts making zikr, and another person comes to the masjid and performs salah with jama'ah, that person will be more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that this person should go to the masjid and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the person, the command of Allah ta'ala is that he should go out and see to his parents who may be ill, or his wife is not well, and get medication for her. The person says, now it is the command of Allah ta'ala for me to serve my parents or see to my wife and my children. Now we would say that this person is also engaging in some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, that every action and activity we do, at the back of our mind we are doing it and we are renewing our intention that this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This too will be included in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, us gathering here too, there are many, many virtues in the majalis of dhikr. The rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in these gatherings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives in these particular gatherings. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are completely forgiven. We should put our heart and mind into our dhikr and focus on the purification of our hearts. For everything there is some kind of a purifier. We find that a person, he messes his hands, so he puts some detergent or some soap, and it cleanses the particular hand. The clothing too becomes soiled. The person then puts some detergent, puts it in a washing machine. The clothing becomes clean. Similarly, the heart also becomes polluted due to our environment, due to sins, etc. The cleanser of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we recite this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that when we sing La ilaha, we are removing everything besides Allah from our hearts. And when we say Illallah, we are bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Recite Durud Sharif. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time, we should imagine and contemplate that we have a tongue in the heart, tongue in the mouth, both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We imagine that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, every single grain of sand on earth, every single leaf of every single tree, all taking the name of Allah, taking the name of Allah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله. فصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. Oh Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, most loving, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, through your fazal, through your karam, Ya Allah, we have gathered here tonight, Ya Allah, to sit in this gathering, Ya Allah, in this majlis of your remembrance, Ya Allah. O Allah, we accept our sitting here, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many bounties that we cannot even count a single bounty of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Yet, Ya Allah, we have used these bounties on so many occasions for your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have exercised so much of negligence with regards to your bounties, to your bounties, to your bounties and ni'mats, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, we are, Ya Allah, I'm nadim hai, I'm sharminda hai, Ya Allah. We have regret and remorse, Ya Allah. We are not justifying a single sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive the sinners when they turn towards you, Ya Allah. There is no one so forgiving, so loving, so caring than you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. More than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah, is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Allah forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our asajiza, our apas, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive our children, Ya Allah. Our spouses, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, these are the Mubarak nights of Dhul Hijjah, Ya Allah, Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, there are great virtues, Ya Allah, with regards to these nights, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know very well what kind of tajalliyat and rahmat and mercies are descending in this night, Ya Allah, in these nights, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not deprive us from these barakat and these rahmat and mercies, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Cause us, Ya Allah, to be drenched in your rains of rahmat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours, and become ours, and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Ehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. But if you are not ours, Ya Allah, then nothing is ours. Nothing is ours, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Hayati awliya, hayati atqiya, hayati asfiya nasib farma. Ya Allah, make us your walis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the direction of the hearts of our children, and family members, Ya Allah. We are living, Ya Allah, in an atmosphere and an environment of fitna, Ya Allah. In all directions, Ya Allah, invitation towards fitna and fasad, Ya Allah, corruption, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the only one that can protect us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our children and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Allah, give us barakat in our health, Ya Allah. Barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Barakat in every ni'mat and bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, change the condition of this country, Ya Allah. It is because of our sins, Ya Allah. It is our sins and our negligence and our intoxication, Ya Allah, in the wealth of this world and in the glitter and glamour of this world, Ya Allah, that we find, Ya Allah, conditions are changing rapidly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are dark clouds, Ya Allah, that are coming closer and closer, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change our lives, Ya Allah. Bring us onto, Ya Allah, ibadat and a'mal, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, detach our hearts from this world. Give us, Ya Allah, the best of dunya. But Ya Allah, attach our hearts towards you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us such a strong bond and attachment with you, Ya Allah. That nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you, Ya Allah. For even a single moment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, incline our hearts towards good deeds, Ya Allah. Create a strong aversion and hatred for sins, what's for sins within our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in this month of Dhul Hijjah, Ya Allah, and in the days, Ya Allah, coming close to Qurbani, Grant us all the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to make qurban, Allah, to make qurban, Allah, to make qurban of our evil desires, Ya Allah. To slaughter and sacrifice our evil desires, to develop this quality of taqwa, to sharpen our taqwa, Ya Allah, so that, Ya Allah, our taqwa can reach you, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us of the muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Make us of the salihin, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, grant them plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rings will be removed from our fingers, from our fingers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the garments will be cut out from our bodies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the water of ghusl will be poured upon our bodies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, before the waters of ghusl are poured upon our bodies, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to pour the waters of Tawbah on our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, before the kafan and before we are enshrouded with the covered with the kafan, Ya Allah, cause us to wear the libas of taqwa, Ya Allah. O Allah, when the time of death comes, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. The Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salatu was-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. O Allah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai, Ya Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin and guna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, he had deep-hearted love for his ummah, Ya Allah. So much of love for us, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no mother has that kind of love for a child, Ya Allah. Such is the love of, that Rasulullah s.a.w. had for his ummah, Ya Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, when every single Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, nafsi, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi, ummati, Ya Allah. This was the love that Nabi Kareem s.a.w. had for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Today the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. is bleeding and suffering in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. In Sham, in Syria, Ya Allah. So many parts of the world, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. When we will be celebrating Qurbani, Ya Allah. And on the day of Eid, Ya Allah. So many delicacies, Ya Allah. And so much of food, Ya Allah. There are many, Ya Allah, of our brothers and sisters that will be living in refugee camps, Ya Allah. What kind of food will they be having, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, they are the ummatis of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, have mercy upon the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is because of our sin that others are suffering, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, look at those precious tears of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of his ummat, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are well away, Ya Allah, Allah, Allah. All the good desires, the aspirations, Ya Allah, and the needs of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations, whatever difficulty, pain, takleef, sickness, challenge they are going through, Ya Allah. You know very well, Ya Allah. Alleviate it, Ya Allah. Bifadlika wajudika wa karamika, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Ya Allah, this musalla, Ya Allah. Keep it alive till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Keep it abad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a center and markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let Ya Allah, the Imam, Ya Allah, and Mawlana Sahib, Ya Allah, grant him life with afiyat, salamati, rah, and sukoon, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all the khuddam of deen, Ya Allah, jitne bhi deen kaam ho raha hai, all the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite, Ya Allah, the hearts of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of disunity, Ya Allah. Parents not talking to children, brothers not talking to brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the one who can unite hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik Muhammad wa barik Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants, Ya Allah. There is no other door for us, it's the door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from weak servants like us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.